On October 6th, the people of Brazil vote for a new president. The clear leader in the polls is Luiz Inácio da Silva, known universally as Lula. He is a former labor union organizer and president of the country's Workers' Party, a socialist with a history of anti-American rhetoric. But as NPR's Martin Costi reports, lately Lula has been trying to project a more mellow image.
Since the dying days of the military dictatorship 20 years ago, Lula da Silva has been one of Brazil's most uncompromising critics of international capitalism. As a congressman in 1987, he called on the government to stop paying its foreign debt, nationalize the banking system, and control the flow of foreign capital out of Brazil.
É preciso o governo brasileiro se juntar com os países da América Latina e do Terceiro Mundo.
The Brazilian government must unite with Latin America and the Third World to demand a new international economic order. We cannot remain at the mercy of the developed world, especially the United States of North America.
15 years later, the former metal worker still regards himself as a leftist. He insists everyone refer to him only as Lula, a nickname for Luiz, and he still wears the red star of the Workers' Party. But these days, that star is affixed to the lapels of some very nice suits. For his fourth election attempt, Lula's handlers have given him a makeover. Neatly trimmed beard and perfectly blow-dried hair, banishing all traces of the sweaty labor activist in shirt sleeves. In fact, when things get warm on the campaign trail, he shoos the photographers away. I'm not going to give a news conference all sweaty, Lula says. If I appear in the newspapers or TV like this, I'll just lose votes. To make himself look more presidential, Lula is airing slick-looking TV ads that show him in charge of a command center full of technocrats. Serious people in serious suits who seem to be already running the government. The ads give Lula's advisors resumes. The emphasis on their Ivy League credentials, perhaps as a counterbalance to Lula's own lack of a college education. The strategy seems to be working. On a sunny afternoon in Rio de Janeiro, Lula's campaign caravan goes by an ice factory, and worker Aleoto Coutinho stops to watch. He says Lula is growing on him. He's changed for the better, Coutinho says. The way he talks, the way he chats with people, the way he cites proverbs and things by heart. He's getting better with experience. Lula is also making inroads among Brazil's business elite. He has a businessman for a running mate, and he's pledged not to default on Brazil's foreign debts. Political science professor Luiz Pedoni says entrepreneurs no longer regard Lula as a menace.
It's not because of his suits, but because the party has changed. There is less radicalism in the proposals, and more entrepreneurs are backing the party.
Lula is also trying to soothe the fears of what he used to refer to as the International Economic Order. He's pledged not to suspend payments on Brazil's foreign debt and to keep working with the International Monetary Fund. Still, foreign investors are nervous, and the likelihood of a Lula victory recently caused such severe market tremors that the IMF had to offer Brazil a huge new loan package to quiet things down. One of the reasons for the market jitters is Lula's skepticism about NAFTA-style free trade.
O PT é totalmente favorável ao livre comércio no mundo.
The Workers' Party is totally in favor of free trade in the world, as long as countries are allowed to participate with equality. But the free trade area of the Americas that's been proposed by the American government is not about integration, it's about annexation.
For Brazilian industries that have lost ground to imports, the implied protectionism doesn't sound too bad. Lula may insist that he's become a dedicated capitalist in his later years, but if he wins this election, his brand of capitalism isn't likely to go down very well in Washington. Martin Costi, NPR News, Rio de Janeiro.